It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I am so excited because we have a very special guest today, Cindy Silbert, and she's a mentor for women. And today we're talking about It's Never Too Late to Manifest Your Desires, Dreams, and Destiny. So welcome, Cindy. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you and all these beautiful women listening and watching.
I know. Well, before we jump into it, I would love to hear, how did you become a mentor for women?
Yeah, my company and the work that I do in the world is called Feminine Mastery, and it's a long journey. But essentially, there was a time in corporate America where I sort of hit the wall, and I knew that that wasn't my everything path. At the same time, I had met my ex-husband now. So a lot of changes were going on with me. But more than any of that, I had this calling to discover why I'm here, you know, what I'm supposed to do in the world. I knew there was something more for me other than, you know, working in corporate, which I actually loved. That part of my life was really exciting. But there was something deeper, and I didn't know what it was, but we began to live on the island of Maui, and it was there that I, on walks with my son, a toddler then, 16-year-old now, I started to sort of hear voices, if you will, or get messages, and I didn't know what they were, so I just started to listen and follow, and from there, everything that I do has unfolded in such a beautiful, magical, and divine way.
Oh, that's such an amazing story. I love that. And I'm assuming that happened for you later in life?
Yes, I very much relate to this audience, the topic of your show. I was just reading something on Facebook about all these different famous people and the age that they, you know, got started. And but yeah, I was in my 40s at the time. And now I'm 55. I'm going to be 55, a speed limit.
Oh, my God. You look awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, so I really, honestly, I can't ever remember how old I am. It's not something, it's not a conversation that I am really in. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, I am at that midlife point. And at that point, I knew there was another chapter. And I love creation. I love creating from anew. And that's really, through Feminine Mastery, what I help women with is finding out who they are, because most of the women that come and find me have hit a stopping point, whether that's divorce, they're exhausted, they're, you know, shut down, but yet they're smart, they're powerful, they're empowered, but it's sort of like there's something new for them too, but they don't know what it is, and they don't necessarily know how to get there because they don't want to do it the old way, right? That led to wherever they were, or a sense of burnout or being stuck or not really having a sense of who they really are.
Right. So what is it that you think that truly holds women back from what they truly want, you know, their dreams, desires, and destiny?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's overwhelming. It's like, especially, you know, now that we're empowered and we have choices, and there's so many things we can do and different ways that we can express ourselves and take our life down different paths. But there really is this essential way that we're created. There is we have hearts, we have desires, we have a feminine self that in the old world, the old programming really was, we sort of had to brush that aside and sort of bury it. And it's not that we weren't feminine and beautiful or all those things. So the feminine that I'm talking about is the deeper part of our nature, the truer part of our nature. It's actually connected more closely with our hearts and our souls. And so I think what keeps women stuck is that rigidity of the old way, you know, where there's these boxes we had to fit in, or these ladders we had to climb, or just even the mindset of, you know, fear about doing the right thing, or time, you know, this audience. But I remember time feeling like time was ticking away when I was 30. So those are all sort of dysfunctional mental constructs, if you will, but it's programming that we've all tried to find ourselves in. But it's sort of, it's like a harder push, and it's a figuring out, and it's a, you know, having to do it right, or, and on the other side of that, not good enough, or fear. And so if you think about all, you can feel the energy of that as I'm talking, but yet we have these bright, beautiful feminine beings with unlimited potential, creativity, and gifts that are there, whether that's intuition, our capacity to love, you know. So that's, so what holds women back is sort of that model, if you will, being sort of trying to find yourself within that old framework.
Right, right. Now, what if a woman is in that conversation with herself of, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't think I know how to do this, or I'm not going to do it right. How can she shift out of that? Because this isn't the first time she's having that conversation, we all know, right? And so how can she shift out of that if that's a repeating pattern for her?
Yeah, that's a great question. And shift is one of my favorite words. My podcast is called The Feminine Shift. And we really, shifting is really the way out. And so when we are sort of in, I always say inside of that limiting conversation. So when we're in sort of an ego fear-based illusion, it creates like a false place that we're dwelling in. Right. So what I would say is, number one, recognize that it's a conversation that's happening in your head. That's, again, it's programmed, right? It's automatic. And so what other approaches do a lot of times is, yes, you are good enough. Yeah, you are empowered. Go for it. Prove it. And that doesn't get you out of it. That keeps you in it, and it actually uses a lot more energy. And so that's why I think even the old way of being empowered is sort of fizzling out with this old masculine sort of paradigm that's deconstructing. And so to truly make a shift, it requires you to connect with what is true, what is real. And that is your feminine essence and the truth about who you are, the true I am of who you are, which is not all of that conversation. So it really requires to recognize it as something separate from who you really are, connect with your deeper desires of what you really are, what your powers to manifest and to create and to express yourself, and then learn how to create from that place. So yeah, that's an essential framework. Clear, Connect, Create is like one of the essential frameworks that I work with in women, in addition to my feminine mastery archetypes.
So actually, that's where I was going next, because, you know, I know you talk about your mentor archetype, and I would love for you to share with the ladies what that is and how it can truly get them on the right path to where they want to go.
Yeah, I love the archetypes. I love this question. And I love women and finding, you know, when they truly find their uniqueness, and that they truly are unlike anyone else, right? They're, each and every woman is an exquisite jewel, unique to herself. But the archetypes, there's five of them. They're the chameleon, which is our ego, the butterfly, which is our feminine center in our body, the honeybee, which is our sort of solar plexus. If you know the chakras, it's sort of our center chakra, the solar plexus chakra, our identity, our creator manifester. Then there's the hummingbird, which is our heart and the part of us that has desires and just a sense of freedom, breaking through bounds and turning life into an adventure. And then there's the dragonfly, which is our spirit. and our soul. And so we all have all of those because we have those parts of our being. And so everyone, the archetypes, the best way to become expressed and embodied and exalted as the woman you're born to be is to really work with all the archetypes. However, we all have a lead archetype, which you can take the quiz on my website. We can talk about that later. But our archetype is really, it's not meant to box us in. It's meant to be a reflector of our gifts, of who we really are, how we're meant to express ourselves. So, for example, mine is the honeybee, and I'm a creator, right? Ever since I was a young girl, I'm writing stories, making up characters, games, you know, puzzles. I had so many addresses and jobs. My mom with old flip-up phone books could never, she's like, yours is this wide. Because I was always onto something new, right? And feminine mastery is created, right? And now I, channel from the divine to bring through new ideas, new processes, new ways of being for women. And so each woman has a mentor archetype too that really shows her like the essence of what she's meant to lead, how she's meant to lead. So if she has a calling, or if a woman is thinking about changing careers, getting on a different path, the archetypes, the lead archetype is the mentor archetype is really instrumental in doing that. Because even women that are entrepreneurs at this point become my clients, and they've still been trying to fit in these boxes of, a strategy, or if you just do it this way, or that doesn't really bring out your essence, your true essence of who you really are. But the archetypes are, they're magical in that way.
So is it that women can sometimes get stuck in their head and they're thinking too much, trying to control too much instead of dropping into their heart and following their intuition?
Yeah, that's a very beautiful, simple way of, one of the shifts is from head to heart. Mm. And there's some philosophies and some teachings going on out there which are telling women to forget about their masculine, to forget about their mind, that they have to be these free, these free flowing goddess fairy spirits to really embody their feminine. And that's not the case at all. Women are, we are successful. We are empowered. We are meant to use our mind, our body, our spirit, and our hearts fully and completely in an integrated, holistic way. And when that happens, that's when we can bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, the old commercial.
I remember that commercial.
I know, that dates, I'm like such a commercial person. It's like it dates me and shows how much TV I used to watch. But I'm serious though, because then we don't have to trade off. We don't have to feel like we can't be too sensual, because then we won't be taken serious. We don't have to worry about, wow, if I become feminine, then I'm, going to lose my place in corporate America, or if I, if I keep taking action, or if I keep doing, then I'll never be stress free. Feminine mastery is about not telling you what not to do, but it's giving you a framework to be free, to be expressed in all the parts of your being. And again, it's unique for every woman. We're all strong in different areas, and we need certain parts of ourselves in different ways to fulfill who we are and become that woman that we were born to be.
Right. So now, if a woman is in a really masculine career, right? And when I say masculine career, like I find that a lot of women that work in financial services, because they're competing against a lot of men, they carry more masculine energy. And yet, when it comes to leaving their job, and I mean leaving, like going home for the night, and then they want to get out there, meet the right man, and date, is they're still bringing that masculine energy to the date. And so how can a woman shift that so that she's not bringing all that masculine energy to the date or into meeting men or trying to form relationships with men?
Yeah, that is a great question. And it's something that I know that I had faced very much as well. You get on that track of, working in corporate, and I was always competitive. I was in sports and I loved working as teams. And so I've worked those masculine energies very much. And so it's, again, it's not about the, for me, it's not about the rules of like what to say and not to say and how to be feminine. It's about activation. So it's about the butterfly archetype is one of the main archetypes that really help a woman reactivate that feminine part of her being. And once she does, her essence pours through, her light pours through, she feels different in her body. So instinctually, a man responds differently to that. And actually, the world responds differently to that. So that being embodied in your essence, your feminine essence, is what can bring you into balance with your masculine. Okay, so, and there are, things about, the masculine and not competing or not fixing, especially if you're wanting a relationship with a successful man, an empowered man. It's like they want a powerful feminine woman, but not a woman that's critical of them or trying to change them or fix them. They've already been down that path. Chances are they appreciate who they are, so they want a woman who appreciates who they are. So appreciation, gratitude, graciousness, reflection, but definitely men want feminine wisdom, right? Our intuition, our softness, our different perspective, right? But we can do that by what we call in feminine mastery is holding space. So holding a feminine space from your feminine essence allows anybody to come into it and they feel, wow, like I feel so accepted. I feel so free. I feel like I'm excited. I'm stimulated. I can communicate. So being embodied in your feminine and holding that space allows a man to come in and to feel all those things I was talking about. And we can still be in our power.
Now, what if a woman says, because I can hear in my head what my audience is saying, okay, that's great, Cindy. So I figure out how to activate this feminine power. But sometimes something gets activated within me as we go along in the relationship and where I start to take charge or take over and try to take the lead. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say I'm with you because I do that too. I have a very strong masculine side that I love. And, just recently, just a quick little story. My husband is an alpha male. I mean, he is big and he is burly and he is bright and he walks into the gym and all the guys are like, John, they want to talk to him. And women, are like, oh, he's so masculine, that kind of thing. So does he like to be bossed around by me? Absolutely not. Do I sometimes get a little bossy and want to take charge when something's important to me? Absolutely. And so it takes a lot of communication on when you're taking the lead, who's taking the lead, and then also to be sensitized to when they start to shut down. Okay, so when they start to shut down, they're not calling, and even if you're married and you're in a relationship, they're not calling, they're not texting, they're not sending flowers, they're not, that means that you've, oops, excuse me, that means that you've slipped back into a masculine imbalance. Okay, so what I do, then we have practices with feminine mastery that help us reconnect with our feminine, hold back our energy. Be present, hold that space, communicate, reconnect, right? So we don't have to argue or explain ourselves, or it's a back to that shift that you talked about, that word. It's just like noticing, like, oh, okay, there's a power struggle here. something's going on. I don't want to give up my power, right? That's not an option. This thing, the subject is important to me, but how can I shift my energy around it so that I'm back in my feminine, I'm back in my essence, I'm holding that space and I'm being heard, and so is my partner.
I love that you said to take that step back and kind of really examine what's going on, because I think the natural response is when he's not responding or coming towards you or being receptive to what you have to say, is sometimes our response as from our masculine side is to go more in, right? And to go more towards him and say, you're not listening, you're not, my needs aren't being met. And so I love that you talked about taking that pause and kind of asking yourself those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm telling you, this feminine thing, it's magic. It's like, you know, and I did, this is going to sound bad when I'm saying this, but you know that there's sounds that only dogs can hear?
Yeah.
Well, when you speak connected, embodied in your feminine, they hear you. And when you're not, it's like screeching, or it's like, it's a different tonality that they essentially can't really hear you or understand what you're saying, or their instincts of protection or competition go up, and then there's a shutdown, right? There's a disconnect between the masculine and the feminine. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important for women to know too, is because a lot of our challenges, I think, when we're in our masculine, is we feel like we have to scream, like we have to yell, we're not being heard. Wait, didn't you hear me? Do I need to say it again? How many times do I need to say it and say it differently? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that's not it. It's where you're saying it from and the tone and the energy. And is there a space for them to feel like that they can actually speak and you'll receive what they have to say? So the feminine plays such an important part in communication, and men are learning to be better communicators too, and to have open hearts. And so we're all learning to find this better essential balance between the masculine and feminine together, because women are not going to not be empowered anymore, right? We're not going backwards, and there's an opportunity for us to be more deeply embodied in our feminine and be empowered in a way that is more fulfilling to us, our relationships, and definitely the world as well.
I love that. So, Cindy, what would you say to the woman that right now is saying in her head, yeah, that's all great, Cindy, but I feel like, you know, this is just the way I am, and it's too late for me to really shift into that feminine power and really learn this new technique of being?
Yeah, I would say I'm just holding that woman, just sacred, you know, and just holding her in. I get it. I understand. And, you know, I don't agree. You know, I've seen it before my very eyes. Women, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, beautifully connect with their feminine, let all of the edges melt and dissolve, move through painful experiences like divorce or shedding, you know, 70 to hundreds of pounds, to saying goodbye to loved ones, to embracing their grief, to truly completing life chapters and finding themselves in a whole new way. So it really, it doesn't, the true feminine, which I want to really put an accent on that. The true feminine is not, it's ageless and timeless. It has nothing to do with our physical age. And when we're embodied in our feminine, again, before my eyes, literally, and I have witnesses that are with a Maui retreat where we get to sit together and watch this process. And they're in awe. They're like, you look 10 years younger. And it happens like that. No makeup, no nothing. I mean, it's one of the miracles that I still am in awe of, because who you are, every woman watching, you are absolutely gorgeous. You're beautiful. Your essence is amazing. Your package is perfect. And it is just a matter of like the activation and bringing you out into the surface so that you are whole and you're embodied and you're shining and your beauty is seen, and all kinds of amazing miracles happen after that.
Oh, I love that. You know, when you were describing that, I envisioned that a woman's letting down her walls, and that's how it gets activated. And it's almost like she's that caterpillar that transforms into the butterfly, and she becomes that beautiful feminine power, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the metaphor of the butterfly is, it's actually the theme of the retreat. So, and I see you have your butterflies behind you, so absolutely. And that's the most, it's the most feminine archetype. And it is, it's a process of transformation. And the cool thing is, it's your own essence and light and energy that does the transformation. Mm-hmm. My job and the archetype's job is, it's just to have you connect with that. It's already there.
Right.
And it's just, it's so magical. And it is probably scientific in some way, right? So that's the next step, to scientifically prove feminine mastery in this transformational process that happens.
Oh, I love that. Well, this has been amazing, Cindy. So how can the ladies find you?
Oh, you can find me at femininemastery.com. There's a lot of I's and N's and E's in that word. So just look it up if you can't spell it, like some people can't. But it's the word feminine, the word mastery.com. And I definitely suggest you take the quiz. And there's links all over the site to take that archetype quiz to find out your mentor archetype. And then you can add an infusion to that, which is, it's an audio package with me guiding you through a process, and then you actually get to connect with your archetypes, all the archetypes, and unlock that blueprint for who you're meant to be, your true self-expression.
Oh, I love that. So ladies, go get Cindy's free gift. It's femininemastery.com. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. If you like our show, it's available both in video and audio format, which you can find at yournextamazingstory.com. And if you would like to get our free ebook, How to Create Your Next Amazing Love Story in 3 Simple Steps, you can click right here on the video, or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.